Unit 2. Listening. Exercises 1 and 2.
So, Tara, have you decided what you want to do next year?
I'm not too sure, really.
OK. Well, last time you were thinking about studying architecture. How are you getting on with your GCSEs?
OK. I'm quite good at English, maths and art, but I'm useless at history and I hate physics. I just can't see the point.
Well, I'm afraid you should do physics A-level if you want to do architecture at uni.
I think I've had enough of physics. And anyway, I don't think I'll pass. Maybe architecture isn't really for me.
OK. Well, it's a good idea to think about all the options. Let's look at some other possibilities. What do you like doing in your free time?
Well, tennis and going out with my mates.
Anything else?
Well, I'm really into photography. I've got a small camera just now, but I'm saving up so I can buy a new digital reflex camera.
OK, so English, maths, art and photography. Maybe something like advertising?
Sounds OK. So how could I do that?
Well, whatever you decide, you should go on into the sixth form and do A-levels. You can just leave when you're 16, but I wouldn't recommend it. Advertising is very competitive, and your qualifications are going to be important.
No, definitely.
But when you leave school, there are different possibilities. You could combine some type of vocational training with work experience.
I don't know. I think my mum and dad really want me to go to university.
Well, some universities offer specific degree courses in advertising and marketing.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds good.
OK. In that case, I think you should take a look at these websites. They give more information about the different courses on offer.
OK, great.
Why don't you have a think about it and maybe come back and see me next Wednesday and we can talk some more.
OK, fine. See you next week.